Hello, everyone, and welcome to Philosophy and Fiction in Modern Spain. I'm Dr. Todd Mack from Hillsdale College. Today in class, we discussed an essay called Una Trayectoria Filosófica, A Philosophical Trajectory, written in 1981 by Julián Marías. Okay, so today we talked about Julián Marías's, this is the prologue to his History of Philosophy. And it's kind of a little autobiography in which he walks through his career as a philosopher. So he talks about when he was young, and he was studying philosophy and science, and had a hard time kind of reconciling both of those things, just practically, because he had classes in different buildings, but also it seems like kind of philosophically he wanted to throw himself into one thing or the other, and he chose to go with philosophy. So he talks about meeting Thuiti and reading Leibniz and Aristotle and Augustine and Ortega especially, and just what an important influence Ortega was for him. And then he talks about the different books that he wrote. He talks about meeting Unamuno. He spent 15 days with Unamuno in Santander. And there's a nice little piece where he talks about that Ortega, so Ortega was his advisor, and kind of master teacher. And he says Ortega was never a kind of teacher that only wanted him taking classes from Ortega. He wanted Marías to be taking classes from everybody, and but especially Unamuno, because, you know, Unamuno's Unamuno. And so he says even Ortega carried Unamuno inside of him, even if it was reluctantly, a regañadientes, he says. So we see some of the influence of Unamuno in Ortega. So he talks about history of philosophy and writing his book on Unamuno. And then he talks about towards the end anthropology or metaphysical anthropology, which is one of his later works from 1970. And our conversation today was a nice conversation. Students participated quite a bit, and we were able to kind of start to make connections between some of the ideas of some of these philosophers that we've looked at. So we talked about, well, I talked a lot about truth and this idea that truth exists, but that we all are accessing and experiencing truth in particular ways because of our circumstances, and how just what an important role circumstances play in everything for Unamuno, or for Ortega, and for Marías. One of the students asked, what was the question? Somebody asked something about this pursuit of the truth, and if this kind of obsessive pursuit of the truth can ever be a negative thing for us. Or becomes just so consuming. And, you know, Marías talks about being almost consumed with this desire to seek after the truth. He talks about how a philosopher's job is to really dig at reality, at the underpinnings of reality. Not realities, but reality. So not as what is your reality, what is your reality, what is your reality, what is my reality, but what is reality? What is this thing, this underlying reality that we all experience and yet seems like often misunderstand or miscomprehend? And so we talked about this. This desire to look for the truth, we see it in Unamuno, We see it again in Ortega. We see it again in Zambrano. We see it again in Marias. So we were able to point back to the idea of Maria Zambrano and poetic reason. And this idea that we must continue looking for the truth and expressing it in the clearest possible way. Like Julián Marías says, expressing our true belief. Not that our belief is necessarily true. So he's secondarily concerned about whether the thing that we believe is true. What he's really interested in is that we truly believe the things that we believe, that we express our vision of this reality in the clearest possible way, and that we really truly believe that. So we talked about like if I'm holding a if I'm standing in the middle of a circle of people and I'm holding an apple, everybody will see a different part of that apple. And if we want, we could actually get a really good idea of what the apple looks like if everyone is willing to be honest about what they see. And if somebody lies, they can really mess things up. If somebody's saying what they hope to see, or what they, what they maybe think they might see, or something like that, then our vision can get distorted. But if everybody's really truly honest and says, "This is what I see. I'm calling it how I see it," then we can actually get to a version of the truth that's way more accurate, a version of reality, of like capital T truth. And I can benefit from you and your circumstances if you can express truth in the clearest way possible for you. I have this quote on the wall in my office. It's from a TV show called Undercover that was written by Peter Moffat. And this lady, Maya Kabina, she's a lawyer, and she's trying to help a guy that's on death row. And she says, "I think as hard as I can. I put all my being into articulating exactly what I think, which is always and without exception my best shot at the truth, which is all anyone can ever give or be, take it or leave it." And I think that's what Marías is really hoping for, that at least we will be honest and give our best shot at the truth and articulate that as clearly as possible. And if we do that, then together, we really might be able to make some headway. He closes this essay with lines from Romance Sonambulo, which is a super famous poem by Federico García Lorca. It has a line, "Verde, que te quiero verde," which is to say that it's famous is a gross understatement. But the line that he quotes is, he says, "Yo ya no soy yo, ni mi casa es ya mi casa." And these are the lines of somebody towards the end of their career, at least in Marías' case. And he's saying, I've not done nothing. I've wrote a few books. And he says, "They're modest, but they're mine." And he says, "There's a bunch of other projects that I'd love to be working on, but my time has passed, and I'm not who I used to be, and my house is not my own. It's time to leave space for a younger generation to come and take up these same questions and keep asking." And it was, I don't feel like it was a nice way to end this little essay. And a nice way to end our section on philosophy, some of these important little essays and selections that we've looked at. So we will start up next week with the novel El Capitán a la Triste by Arturo Pérez Reverte. And we'll kind of walk through that and try to make connections to these philosophies that we've looked at over this first, probably third of the semester. And I think it'll be interesting. That's That's it for now. Thanks for listening. If you find this show helpful, I encourage you to go to anchor.fm/philosophyandfiction and offer a monthly donation. Don't forget to subscribe in your podcast app of choice, and please recommend the show to your friends. Feel free to reach out with questions or feedback by finding me on Twitter at ToddKMack or emailing me at tmack@hillsdale.edu. You can also go to toddkmack.com to find a list of all my shows. This semester I have one on beginning Spanish and one on the hero's journey in masterpieces of film. Until next time, so long.